What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Fox News is now reporting on the global stock markets. Primarily, they're focusing on the Asian markets, which are going to start opening up here in the very near future. And yeah, they're down as well. I was looking at markets all over the globe. This is a global sell-off. This is not just a problem here in the United States of America. And I think that illustrates one of my concerns with globalism. With everything connected to everything across the globe, one disaster anywhere can bring the entire system crashing down. And I think this is going to illustrate that. All right, let's talk some more about the economy. Apparently, cryptocurrencies are also taking a clubbing. Part of it is that India has said that they're going to eliminate cryptocurrencies use in their country. China is going to ban all foreign platforms. If there's going to be Chinese cryptocurrency, it will run inside China on Chinese servers. And so there's a little bit of a Bitcoin bloodbath, and it has taken a major drop as well. Apparently, Bitcoin has dropped below $8,000 again. That basically maps to over $60 billion wiped off the value of cryptocurrencies from its high point. And again, that's why I smell tulips. What can I tell you? Now, Lloyds Banking Group has joined the list of banks that are banning Bitcoin buys on credit cards. And there's a concern, obviously, of a credit risk surrounding cryptocurrency's rapid decline. And apparently the ban applies to Lloyds Bank, Bank of Scotland, Halifax, and MBNA. And I understand a lot of people are already looking at the low markets and saying, well, maybe this is time to buy on in. And maybe it is. Got those kind of nerves. But don't borrow to do it, because that is what really caused all the damage back in 1929. Democrats are out there vowing to repeal Trump's tax cuts. And unfortunately, the declining market may actually give them the ammunition. Because as that caller indicated, they're going to blame Donald Trump for this. The Democrats were always taking credit when the economy is going up. When it goes down, they're going to blame the opposition. That's how politicians work. If it's something good, I did it. If it's something bad, oh, the opposition person over there, they screwed it up. But apparently Nancy Pelosi is out there saying it's time to repeal the bill because by golly, you know, we Democrats, we need that money. You know, it's against our principles to let you have any more money than that which you need to live on. Now, speaking of cryptocurrency, as you know, down in Venezuela, they're trying to break free of their dependence on Western private central banking. And they're getting ready to issue a cryptocurrency, a petro cryptocurrency, backed up by Venezuela's undeveloped oil resources. It's actually going to have a commodity base for it. And now, because of this, the United States is saying they're going to cut off Venezuelan oil imports. They want the cryptocurrencies to go away. They want Venezuela to remain enslaved to the private central banks. Now, Venezuela may be able to evade that because apparently they've worked out a deal with China in which China is going to loan them cash to get Venezuela back on their feet, and Venezuela is going to repay the loan directly in oil. So we'll see what happens with that. Over in Great Britain and Europe, basically, the European Union is now threatening to veto the Brexit if Theresa May fails to protect citizens' rights. Now, in Brussels' mind, the citizens' rights include a continued right to simply travel freely from any place in the EU to Great Britain. They're saying Britain is not allowed to close their borders from EU citizens or more refugees. And, of course, it's that refugee issue that really powered the Brexit deal to begin with. What the European Union is trying to do is make Great Britain's exit an exit in name only. They still want the British money. They still want Britain tangled up with Brussels trade restrictions, and they still want the open borders. And if Theresa May doesn't start doing the job, I think she's going to lose her next election, because the British people are getting tired of all this. They want a hard Brexit. They want gates put up on that tunnel and just say, we're off. We're cutting the wires. We're gone. No more negotiations. Theresa May has already given away way too much in the eyes of the people of Britain in terms of future payments, the divorce payments. The EU charter gives those states the right to leave anytime they want. What's the European Union going to do? Invade? Now, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Pardon me. The Immigrations and Customs Enforcement is now starting their raids in Northern California. Remember, there's this big stink. California is supposed to be a sanctuary state. ICE is coming on in. California has literally threatened anybody who helps Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be subject to prosecution by the state of California. And this puts people in a very awkward position, because if they interfere and don't assist ICE, they could be federally charged under Title VIII. But those liberals, they want those illegal immigrants. They're just absolutely convinced that that will be the ticket to winning the November election and then in 2020. And again, what we need before that November election is a nationwide voter ID law. It is not racist to demand voter ID, because illegal isn't a race. Now, back in 2016, this is the last year for which they have accurate figures, immigrants, legal and otherwise, sent an estimated $140 billion from here in the United States back to their home countries and foreign relatives. There's a lot of immigrants in this country, both legal and illegal, and especially the illegal ones are working on cash deals. They don't pay taxes. There's no record, and they're just putting that money wiring it back to their home countries. And there's the problem. This is a loss of domestic spending. The money isn't staying in this country. It's not powering our economy. It is simply bleeding on out to these other countries. And at some point, I'm sure it will circulate back on the national level, but it's not helping our local communities to have this money continuously sucked out. Now, these calculations are all coming from the World Bank. Article out of Breitbart. Over in Great Britain, rough sleeping reaches record levels while the refugees remain welcome. And this, to me, is just a horrible, horrible story. And we've seen it here in the United States. Apparently, 5,000 people, including veterans, are sleeping rough. Last year, sleeping rough is the British phrase for living homeless, sleeping under bridges, sleeping in doorways, whatever you can do. But local authorities rolled out the red carpet for the refugees. Apparently, some authorities literally counted 4,751 people sleeping outside in a single night in autumn. That's a 15% increase over 2016. And of course, they're seeing the same thing in 2017 and in 2018. And meanwhile, the tax money is going for support of these asylum seekers. So Great Britain, as it is here in the United States of America, the priority are the refugees and the illegal immigrants, not their own people. Here's an interesting little story, and this is from the city of Independence in Kansas. And basically what it is there was a guy, actually somebody wrote in to correct and say it's actually happened in Independence, Missouri, because they're familiar with where it happened. They live near the thing. But anyway, Here's the situation. A guy named Mike Becker was at home, and he got a phone call from the local Dollar General, which is a bargain basement store, from his wife, saying that she and their four-year-old daughter and a bunch of other customers in the store were being threatened by a man with a gun. So he grabs his gun, his legally owned gun, and he goes down to the dollar store and basically puts himself between this man and the door, saying, "We're not going to let that guy get in." And apparently the cops showed up, and they shot the father, trying to protect his wife and daughter. The cops just showed up, opened fire, and hit the wrong guy, hit the hero. This Mike Becker is a hero, and the police shot him. Hey, because that's what we do. We're the police. Getting on back to Adam Schiff. I hope he keeps talking. I hope the media gives him a lot of coverage and he keeps flapping his gums because he keeps saying more and more absurd things. Now, this is the guy early in the show we were talking about. He's saying that if we don't just shred the FISA memo and blindly trust the FBI, that we're going to have another Oklahoma City-style bombing. Apparently, one of the other things that he did is he's now saying that Russia is behind an advertising campaign to support the Second Amendment, because the Russians want Americans to kill each other off. Gun ownership is now a Russian plot. Adam Schiff makes a good case, I think, for mandatory daily drug testing of all elected officials. Now, speaking of school shooting, there was one that happened a while back in Los Angeles. And there were four students who were injured, and they were shot by this 12-year-old girl. And now the police are saying it actually wasn't intentional. The girl did not intend to hurt anybody, but apparently some other student had brought this gun to school, and the girl picked it up and just thought it was a toy, like an airsoft gun. And she pulled the trigger, discharged the weapon, and the bullet, apparently, because everybody was crowded around looking at the gun, the bullet hit four people. Now, this gets back to something that I've been saying for a very, very long time. Instead of trying to terrorize children about firearms, we need to teach them all firearm safety. 12-year-olds know how to use weapons. When I was growing up, your 12th birthday is where you got your first gun and your first lecture on firearm safety, which was the second religion in the town that I grew up in. And the first time you mishandled a weapon, you would get a trip to the woodshed, would have you eating your dinner, standing up for at least a week. Had this 12-year-old girl been given a gun safety course, she would have known to keep the barrel pointed away from people and clear the firearm before anything else. But because the gun grabbers think it's wrong to teach gun safety to children, we now have these four injured kids who may carry those scars for the rest of their lives. Even if you don't want to have a gun in the house, even if you don't want your kid to have a gun, still teach them gun safety, because guns get lost a lot. I remember when I was in Los Angeles, people who would rob the convenience stores and they'd hear the cops coming, they'd just drop the gun in somebody's front yard so that they wouldn't be caught with it. Remember how they found the gun used in the Tate LaBianca murders? It had just been thrown into a hedge. Guns are out there. Loaded guns are out there. Teach your kids gun safety, because that is a better idea than having kids scared of guns or curious about guns. This may have been the first time this 12-year-old actually handled a firearm. Teach gun safety, teach gun safety, teach gun safety. Everybody should know the basic operating principles of firearms, and most importantly, how do you safe the weapon? The instant it goes into your hands, what do you do to make sure the weapon is not going to shoot somebody that you do not intend to shoot? It doesn't take that long. Why is it such a big issue with these gun grabbers? Now, getting into the world of political correctness, and there's a lot of this out here. Apparently, in Wayland, Massachusetts, at the Wayland High School, they were going to show a movie made by the Disney studio called Cool Running. And it's about this very famous Olympic bobsled team from Jamaica that won the bobsled Olympics in 1988. And it was considered this amazing come-from-behind story because there actually isn't a lot of snow to practice on down in Jamaica. And these people are the heroes. But somebody came on and said, you know, this movie is racially insensitive. And so now the school has canceled the movie. And apparently the complaint that the movie was racially insensitive came from a single student. Now, if I'd been the teacher or the principal of that school, my response would have been, okay, if you think it's racially insensitive, you can spend the same amount of time in the library doing homework. You don't have to watch the movie. But we have reached a place in our deteriorating society where if anybody, anywhere, is offended by anything, it's supposed to be taken away from the rest of us. Now, I've seen this movie. It's a very good movie. It's a real-life story about how these guys just said, we're going to be a bobsled team. And they went out and they did it. What is wrong with that? Actually, nothing. We have another one of those cases where a lesbian couple has gone into a bakery demanding a wedding cake, and the bakery is owned by somebody with strong religious beliefs, and there's been an altercation and resulting in a lawsuit. So apparently, this is up in Kern County, Christian Baker, and basically the state of California is taking the owner of the bakery, Kathy Miller, to court, demanding that she either design wedding cakes promoting messages she disagrees with, or shut down her bakery completely. And we've heard these cases before. Now, here is the problem. When the lesbian couple came into Kathy's bake shop and said, we want this, and Kathy said, I'm not comfortable with the message, but I know a baker who will do this for you. And the lesbian couple refused to go to this other baker who would make their cake, because the attitude is, we're going to force you to do this message on our cake, simply because you don't want to do it. This is part of that militant, you will accept us as normal attitude, which we talked about last week, that is actually building more resentment towards the LGBTQ community. Now, let me put this issue in another context. WhatReallyHappened.com is supported in part by advertisers. One of which, major one, we just lost. And I'm constantly approached by people who want to advertise certain products and services I find objectionable, such as porn sites or online gambling. And I will refuse those clients, who then simply move on to find more agreeable webmasters to do business with. That's how it's supposed to work. Now, imagine some porn company or online gambling operator. Going to court and claiming that I am restricting their First Amendment right by refusing to run their porn and gambling ads and getting the court to agree to force me to run the ads. You can see how silly this is all getting. How utterly ridiculous. Now, everybody has a right, and you'll even see signs in front of some stores. We reserve the right to refuse service to certain customers. And again, the appropriate, polite, respectful thing would have been for the lesbians to say, okay, we understand and respect your point of view, and thank you for the referral to the baker who will make our cake. That would have been the mature thing to do, instead of this getting in your face, you will do what we want no matter how you feel about it. And as I said before, it's just building more resentment. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is now back to the FISA memo. And apparently the House Intelligence Committee is meeting to vote on whether to release the Democratic rebuttal. And already you've got the heavyweights of the Democratic Party are out there saying Trump must release this. We'll know he's hiding something if he doesn't release this. And there's going to be nothing in this memo, except the same baseless accusations they've been hurling at Trump all year long, that he's colluded with Russia, that he's trying to shut down the Mueller investigation. So there really isn't going to be anything new. But what they're trying to do is level the playing field. They're putting out their memo so that Democrats will have something to cling to in their desperate denial of just how corrupt the Democratic Party has become. Meanwhile, I'm looking at some of the headlines of the financial press responding to today's downturn. J.P. Morgan is out there saying, this isn't the start of a major downturn. Everybody relax. Apparently, one of the major hedge funds is out there saying, stocks may tumble 10%, but hang in there. And another one, don't panic. This slump is just a blip. Boy, I think they're really worried about people just deciding they maybe get their money out while they still can. And again, looking at the futures for tomorrow's stock market, it's going to be another rough day. So getting on back to political correctness, over in Staten Island, New York, they have this elementary school. And like so many schools across America, and this was going on when I was a kid, schools have a once-a-year event called the Father-Daughter Dance, where fathers will take their daughters and they'll just have a dance. And I guess this is where daddy gets to teach basic etiquette and a few simple dance steps to get them into that. But apparently this school, in order to conform with new gender guidelines, has canceled the dance completely. Because obviously if it's saying fathers, well, that's a man. And if it's saying daughter, well, that's a woman. They're imposing these gender labels on what we're doing. And so, yeah, they just shut it down. Now, over in Great Britain, there was this art gallery in Manchester, and they had a painting up there, pre-Raphael, and it's called Hylas and the Nymphs. And apparently, somebody came on in and said that this painting is offensive to women. Now, the painting basically depicts the Argonaut warrior Hylas, who's being lured into the water by these naked, beckoning nymphs while he was trying to get water in a pitcher. It's part of the story of the Golden Fleece. And so the painting, there's nothing pornographic about it. By now, you've probably seen the painting several times. But apparently, to one woman who went on in there and said, it's offensive to women because it's portraying these women as femme fatales and as objects of lust for men. Yeah, that's what the story is. They use their wiles and ways to lure this guy, and then they drown him. That is what happened. So because of this one complaint. And by the way, have you ever noticed that the women who are screaming the loudest about not having naked women on display are women that you wouldn't want to see with their clothes off in the first place? Just a little something to keep in mind. So this gallery took the painting down. And they hung up a sign saying, we've removed the painting to stimulate a discussion of how women are being portrayed. And they got a discussion, only not the one they wanted. The criticism was loud and widespread. And basically, the gallery has now restored this painting to the wall. And maybe they've learned a lesson about letting one person who feels offended take something away from everybody else, like art and culture. And again, if this woman is offended at looking at paintings of naked women, what is she doing there? Because if you go into an art museum or an art gallery, you're going to see pictures of naked people. It's kind of automatic. It's kind of like that lesbian couple. They're going to go where they already know they're not wanted, and they're going to be offended, and they're going to complain, and they're going to whine, and they're going to cry, and it's just completely over the top. Now I'll give you another one. Over at the Veterans Administration, their memo is to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. And feminists have come on in and say, you've got to take that motto down. It's sexist. It implies that men fight the battles and that the women and the children stay at home, which is still the overwhelming reality. And the VA has said no, because it's actually a quote from Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address. You don't want to read the motto? You don't have to. Just shut the heck up about what the rest of us are going to be thinking and feeling about all of this. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, Fox News is talking about Trey Gowdy is retiring from Congress at the end of his term. Somebody actually tried to start a rumor that Trey Gowdy is getting ready to join the Mueller investigation, which I have been completely unable to corroborate. And I imagine right now the Democrats and the FBI and the Department of Justice are in an absolute blind panic, and they're just going to try anything they can think of to just blunt the issue, blur it, make it go away here. Let's talk about computers and computer technology right now, because there's a lot going on about that. Apparently, Facebook has announced a new round of censorship targeting anti-globalist posts. We already know they're targeting conservative opinion, and now they're targeting any articles or posts that question the wisdom and prudence of a one world government and a new world order. So they're doing that. But I think Facebook is about to learn a very ugly lesson about censorship and about the First Amendment, because apparently since they've started tweaking their news feed and imposing censorship, Facebook usage is falling. here in the United States. I don't know about the rest of the world. But Facebook says overall usage has dropped by roughly 50 million hours every day. That's major. Article that came out of Investment Watch blog, basically confirming something that we've been saying before. Community internet is cheaper, faster, and better than going with the large ISPs. And there are towns that have already started setting up their own optical fiber networks for, as a community service, as a public utility. And that's exactly how the internet should be handled. Story coming out of the Register in Great Britain. Basically, there is a terror law expert, David Anderson, and he was doing a presentation before the House of Commons, Home Affairs Committee, talking about backdoors into encryption and computers. And he says, why do you need to bother? There is so much data that is sent in the clear. You can't even handle that. So here you have a terror law expert basically saying that backdoor encryption isn't really helping the problem at all. It just allows politicians to spy on other politicians, which I think has happened in this country. What am I saying? I mean, that's the whole FISA memo was to make it quasi-legal to spy on the Trump campaign. But I'll tell you right now, absolutely no doubt in my mind that Hillary and Obama were spying on Donald Trump using the intelligence agencies. None of it was legal. They didn't have a warrant. It's Watergate all over again, and that's an issue that we need to be pushing. This is the Democrats' version of Watergate. All right, we're going to take a turn now at Apple, and I'm going to preface this by saying that I actually like my Apple iPhone 7, and we got Claire the larger one. In hindsight, I wish I'd gotten that one as well, but it's a nice little phone. It's waterproof, reasonably drop-proof, and we're hearing all kinds of trouble about the iPhone 10. And we're hearing reports that Apple is already cutting back on manufacturing orders because they don't think it's going to sell. And in the latest version of the operating system upgrade, they've hit another snag. Apparently, some iPhone X users cannot answer incoming calls because the problem is the phone will ring, but it can take as long as 10 seconds or longer for the screen to turn on and light up and present the buttons to accept or reject a call. And after 10 seconds, the calls tend to go to voicemail. Now, that is a major, major flaw. And you would think on a telephone handset that is costing roughly $1,000 that somebody would have tested the basic function of being able to make and receive telephone calls. Well, apparently somebody has found yet another way to get past the Amazon key door lock. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, one of Amazon's latest offerings is that you have this lock on your home. And if you order something from Amazon, the Amazon delivery man shows up, unlocks your door with a one-time-only access code, places the package inside, closes the door, and leaves. All of it captured on video to make sure that the Amazon delivery person is not doing something nasty. I would never have this, but some people apparently have. But it turned out that there's already been one hack discovered where Rhino Security Labs found a way to flood the camera with junk packets to stop it from recording. Now there's another hacker who has found out or figured out a way to basically leave the door unlocked after the delivery man leaves. And he doesn't even have to have access to the lock. He doesn't have to have access to the home internet. He just hides this little electronic gizmo near the door. And the delivery man comes up. He unlocks the door, puts the package inside, pulls the door closed. The hacker tool prevents the door from relocking and sends a message to the hacker that a delivery has been made at this house. So the hacker shows up, grabs the package or anything else he wants to get from the house, and recovers his electronic device, and he goes, okay, we got some people waiting on the phone lines now. So let's start with Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I was wondering if you learned anything from this Nunes memo. I haven't been able to listen to your show for a couple of days, and you know, I just called in just because I was curious if you've heard anything, and did you learn anything?
There were a few small points in there I'd been unaware of, but overall, anybody who's been paying attention to Republic Broadcasting and what really happened, we had the large parts already figured out. What makes this memo significant is that we have now the United States government for the first time acknowledging that we on the independent media had the story pretty much correct. And there are apparently more memos to come. They're now saying that what came out in this first memo represents just 10% of all that they've discovered. And the word is out that the next memo to come on out is going to focus on the Department of Justice and their behavior in all of this.
Absolutely. I keep saying, everything that's in these memos, we already know, and we can backwards engineer them. I'm curious about Trey Gowdy, him saying that this memo does not undermine Mueller's investigation. I say let Mueller keep doing his investigation because ultimately it's going to be his downfall. And I was wondering if you agree with that too.
No, I think the sooner that we get this Mueller thing put away legally, you know, we need to destroy its credibility, I think the better, because it's going to free up Donald Trump to maybe get back to keeping some of the promises he campaigned on. I have to disagree with Trey Gowdy. The fact of the matter is that, yes, this memo does, in fact, undermine the Mueller investigation. It invalidates the warrants they got, and basically everything that was acquired under those warrants is now inadmissible in a court of law. That includes a court of impeachment. And so Mueller's got nothing. Even if he had something before, it's gone.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Michael Flynn thing. Doesn't this fall under the fruits of the poisonous tree? I mean, shouldn't he go and say, hey, I want to withdraw my plea. There's nothing here.
Well, unfortunately, he can't change his plea after the trial is over. He's just awaiting sentencing. But apparently, the sentencing is being delayed in the light of the developments that the initial warrants may have been invalid. What we're waiting to see happen is for the judge in the FISA court to basically come on out and say, I'm declaring the warrants invalid. They were based on fraudulent information. And once that happens, yeah, Michael Flynn may get to just take a walk and Mueller's investigation may shut down. But Trump is going to have to handle this all very carefully because no matter what he does, the Democrats and the corporate media are going to try and somehow twist it that it's proof of his guilt, that he colluded with Russia to steal the election away from poor, suffering Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, let's all cry. You know, all roads are going to lead to the Clinton Foundation and Obama. And I think I called in the other day and told you that Obama had lawyered up and got a bunch of lawyers. I think definitely rebellion and sedition. I don't know, treason, but man, these people need to go to jail. Honestly, I'm not going to say everybody in the FBI, but I think Trump needs to fire everybody in the FBI and clean out the Justice Department as well. Get these holdovers out.
I agree.
I don't know.
I absolutely agree. You know, these are career politicians. They've been there forever. They're very corrupt. You know, let's kick them all out. It's not like they're going to have trouble, you know, finding work. They'll turn into university professors and write books and all of that other stuff. It's not like their future is going to be in trouble. But yes, those upper echelons of Department of Justice and the FBI do need to be cleaned out. Both of those agencies are in dire need of an enema right now.
Now, I have one other point, and this is the main reason why I called in. Have you ever heard any credit card scams going around in the country lately? Because my dad just got a phone call, and $1,500 was taken out of his account. We live in West Virginia, and whoever pulled it out is in Florida. So he's on his way to the bank right now to close his account, but change everything around. But I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. You know, dad just got hit for $1,500. And I was wondering if anybody else is suffering from this.
I haven't seen anything today, but just as a general trend, there's a lot of fraud out there. And none of it is being prosecuted. Nobody's investigating it. We know that the phone system can actually track down people who are making these calls because there are two versions of caller ID. Now, the version that you see on the phone can be spoofed, and very often they do. There's a marketing company here that is spoofing phone numbers I know in order to get me to answer the call and listen to this pre-recorded message about a free trip to somewhere in the Caribbean. But there's a protected caller ID that is available only to law enforcement. That one cannot be spoofed and it cannot be hacked. But somebody's got to come up with the resources and say that all of these scammers need to be caught. But again, right now we have a government that is solely interested in war, more power, more wealth, more hot and cold running interns, and they're letting the country go to heck, including all of this fraud that's out there. And you've got to be very, very careful. The scammers are very, very clever. You probably wouldn't hurt to have available security on your credit card bills. We have LifeLock, we also don't use our credit cards a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, we don't answer phone calls that we really don't know who they are anyway. So I'm sorry about what happened to your father. And did he, like, give them a credit card number over the phone?
I have no idea. I know he just went recently took a cruise down the Caribbean, but he just told me they did not stop in Florida. They flew from BWI all the way down to San Juan. So I don't know if it's been, compromised in between that time. But that was over a month ago that they went.
Well, you do have to be careful. And again, if somebody calls you claiming to be from your bank or from your credit card company and they ask you for your credit card number, your response should be, aren't you looking at it right now? Banks don't actually ask for that information over the phone or in email, and you should never, ever give it out. In fact, the less you use credit cards, probably the better, especially if the market's going to take a major dump. It's time to go back to cash and carry.
Yeah, that's kind of like he told me today. He's like, Kevin, the Dow's down another 1,200 points today, and I'm just looking at him because his 401k and his retirement's all tied up into the stock market.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, when this corrects itself, you're going to wish you listened to me and pull out now. You better take half and pull out now and invest into, I don't know, metals, silver, gold, copper, pewter, something. I mean, because I don't want to see him, the market tank and everything that he's worked for. Hell, he's what, 60-some years old. I don't want to see him take a haircut and take a major loss. But nobody listens to me. I mean, it's just, I try to warn people.
You know, that's one of the most frustrating things of doing what I do, because I've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. And you put out this stuff, Foster was murdered, this is going on, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, they're all brainwashed by TV and radio, and they're convinced everything is fine. Then the bad things happen, and especially in the last 2 years, I'm constantly getting emails from people saying, oh, you were right all along, I should have listened. And my response is, yeah, you should have. And I'm sorry that you didn't listen when it was possible to actually take some preventative or corrective action. But if there's a major market crash followed by a war, and even Claire is in here saying, if the market really is taking major dump, that's going to accelerate the war agenda. And then maybe people will, you know, snap awake. They'll take that red pill and say, oh, my goodness, we're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. The government lies to us, the corporate media lies to us, and everybody who was out there trying to inform us with the truth, they were the good guys.
Absolutely. I mean, he trusts his financial broker. His broker is actually a senator, Serafini from Maryland. I'm like, man, don't trust these people. That's what I'm trying to tell him. I'm like, I trust him a little bit, not as far as I could throw him. I think he's a great guy and everything. But learn to handle your, I keep telling Dad, learn to handle your own finances. Don't put it in somebody else's hands.
I agree. If you don't understand the market, you shouldn't be in there anyway, because those brokers are there to make money for themselves. Anyway, listen, Kevin, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break. I cannot believe this. Jimmy Kimmel is on Fox News saying talk show hosts are liberals because that requires a level of intelligence. One of these days, I'll tell you what my IQ was back when I still had most of my marbles here. All right, we're going to start with Cody in Texas. And Cody, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind today?
I'm going to leave a however on the end of my statement. And the statement is the liberals didn't have a problem with signing off on $400 billion in unmarked bills going to Iran. However, they're throwing a fit about the little crumbs now that is coming out of our deficit.
Taxes. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Listen, Cody, going to put you on hold. Going to take a break for commercials. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Cody in Texas, and we're talking about the markets. And again, I'm keeping an eye on the futures for tomorrow. Apparently, a lot of people are saying, a lot of brokers who were on the floor are saying they've never seen anything like this. Apparently, what they're saying is going on. I know in the corporate media they're blaming it on inflation and rate increases, but apparently people on the floor saying this is the start of the unwind of the biggest aggregate short volatility position the market has ever seen. So, Cody, what's your response?
Well, my however point was, at some point, the liberals may actually be right. I'm concerned that the downfall in the rest of the world market is they're looking at us, as U.S., as being insolvent, having to borrow $1 trillion just to meet our this year's budget, and it hasn't even been passed yet.
Well, the United States is insolvent. They're basically the Federal Reserve is a legalized counterfeiting operation that has been propping up a government that cannot balance its books for 100 years. And everyone likes to say, well, yeah, that debt doesn't matter. It's just all a question of liquidity. But at some point, the rest of the world does turn away from using the U.S. currency because it's basically being inflated to worthlessness. And every time the rest of the world tries to move away from U.S. dollar hegemonic domination, the U.S. government will apply some form of pressure, political, some kind of arm twisting, economic, even war. That's what happened in Iraq and Libya, where they wanted to change the way they were doing business, and the U.S. just goes on in and kills the leadership and drops them back into that private central banking trap. Now they're doing the same thing down in Venezuela. They're trying to figure out a way they can destroy that petro cryptocurrency before it becomes a significant threat to the private central bankers' fiat currencies.
Well, my biggest concern when I saw that Trump was actually going to be our next president was that they were letting him in, I'm talking about the powers that be, to be the next scapegoat. In other words, the true Republicans and the true Democrats wouldn't have to hold this stinky stick. If the market did collapse, it would all be on Trump's shoulders. They'd be able to blame him anyway, and no one that way would actually take the blame for it.
Well, it's a repeat of what happened with Herbert Hoover, who was popularly blamed for the depression of the 1930s. But Herbert Hoover did not create that depression. It was created for him. And we need to remind everybody, Trump's only been in office for a year. You can't take a working market and wreck it in that short a time, even if you want to do it. The reason our market is hovering on the edge of a crash goes back several administrations, and we need to just keep pointing that out to people. Trump just drew the short straw. He got to be the boss when it finally came apart.
That's why I get just so upset in my stomach when I hear the liberals brag and say, well, this is actually the Obama economy. Well, in 8 years, he had nothing but stagnant economy and job growth and et cetera. But all of a sudden, in the ninth year, now he gets credit for it.
Well, now I got to let you go. We got to do a break for station identification, and we got more callers waiting after we come back from words from our sponsor. Thank you. Bye bye.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.